Chapter 17.
And this was the part marked out for the tribe of Manasseh, because he was the oldest son of Joseph. As for Machir, the oldest son of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, he had Gilead and Bashan. And as for the rest of the children of Manasseh, their heritage was given to them by families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Israel, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters, and these are the names of his daughters: Milah, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came before Eleazar the priest, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and before the chiefs, saying, "The Lord gave orders to Moses to give us a heritage among our brothers, so in agreement with the orders of the Lord he gave them a heritage among their father's brothers." And 10 parts were given to Manasseh, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is on the other side of Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh had a heritage among his sons, and the land of Gilead was the property of the other sons of Manasseh. And the limit of Manasseh's land was from Asher to Michmetheth, which is before Shechem. The line goes on to the right hand, to the people of Entapua. The land of Tapua was the property of Manasseh, but Tapua on the edge of Manasseh was the property of the children of Ephraim. And the limit goes down to the stream Kana, to the south of the stream. These towns were Ephraim's among the towns of Manasseh. Manasseh's limit was on the north side of the stream, ending at the sea. To the south it is Ephraim's, and to the north it is Manasseh's, and the sea is his limit, and they are touching Asher on the north, and Issachar on the east. In Issachar and Asher, Manasseh had Beth Shean and its daughter towns, and Ibleam and its daughter towns, and the people of Dor and its daughter towns, and the people of Endor and its daughter towns, and the people of Tanakh and its daughter towns, and the people of Megiddo and its daughter towns, that is, the three hills. But the children of Manasseh were not able to make the people of those towns go out, but the Canaanites would go on living in that land. And when the children of Israel had become strong, they put the Canaanites to forced work, in place of driving them out. Then the children of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you given me only one part and one stretch of land for my heritage? For through the blessing given to me by the Lord up to now, I am a great people." Then Joshua said to them, "If you are such a great people, go up into the woodlands, clearing a place there for yourselves in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, if the hill country of Ephraim is not wide enough for you." And the children of Joseph said, "The hill country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites living in the valley have iron war carriages, those in Beth Shean and its towns as well as those in the valley of Jezreel." Then Joshua said to the children of Joseph, "To Ephraim and Manasseh, you are a great people, and have great power. You are not to have one property only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong."